RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Molly actually has some stats for us during the year-end review. You just said, how many shows this year? 241?
We had 236, actually.
236. Man. And how many live reads have I done this year?
I don't know how many you specifically have done.
We have
I
done
could
this
figure
year.
That out.
I've done most of them. What's chips in every blue moon on a live read?
What do you mean? Like a liner?
Like a liner.
Oh, yeah. No,
those are the commercial live reads.
Like ad-lib, endorsements.
You don't know how many of these that I've done this year?
Thousands.
Hour on 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by Mission Fed. From first accounts to big life moments, Mission Fed can help. Saving shouldn't be stressful. Mission Fed makes it easier with great rates on savings, certificates and ultra money market accounts. Grow your money
the smart way.
Check the latest rates and open an account at missionfed.com.
Membership and account criteria apply.
I just wanted to chip in.
Yeah,
thank you.
Just pull your weight a little bit.
Yeah.
And I also know stats on how many prizes we've given away, but we have two more pairs of San Diego State basketball tickets we're going to give away today. Yeah. Well, for both of the home games while we're gone, we'll have tickets for Monday's game against Whittier, and then the home Mountain West Conference. I think it's the second home game and the third overall Mountain West Conference game on January 3rd against Boise State. So those are coming up later in the program today.
Yeah, I was looking over some of our stats just as a show, more internal stuff. But we did 236 shows this year, and that was a little slight decrease from last year. Missed it by a couple of days. We did 341 interviews this year, which was one less, despite having four less shows.
If you had your choice, if Ben had his choice, we would have done 600.
I bet in our first year at the Mighty 1090, we did
1,200.
At least 1,200 interviews.
Five a day. Maurice Jones-Drew coming up next here on The Fan.
Earliest I have. Yeah, of 2020, we had 374 interviews.
All right, so we've started going down. Well, that was the pandemic. I don't even remember exactly. Yeah,
sure. I would like to get that number down to seven next year. Seven interviews. Seven.
That's well, I mean, we have some great regular guests, like Jesse Agler counts his interviews.
So, yeah. I'm not going to count those
the weeklies.
How many vacation days did Woods take this year? Ocean Bear wants to know. Actual vacation. I mean, you got to remember, I worked on my Hawaiian vacation.
Sure.
That
was like eight or nine days, and you missed, I think, two.
I think I did the travel days. Yeah, I did take some time off for the tournament.
For England.
And England was a couple days. Yeah, I took some vacation. It was my 50th year on this planet.
It was.
Well, next year's my 36th, and I'm going crazy.
Yeah, you should. I mean, listen, life is short.
I agree.
You'll low it up, right?
Well, the problem is, I know that, you know, I used to take more vacations, but anytime I would leave, you two would get together and get into the audio chamber and do something to make fun of me, usually some sort of prank or audio.
That's coming.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
We have more of those.
I know. But in this case, with you being gone, it allowed Paulie and me to cook a little bit and get some payback when it came to one of our great audio pranks and our live reads on this show, which takes us back to the month of September. Does everybody remember Dago Cycles?
I can't believe this. I knew it, man. I absolutely knew it. I knew it when it happened. Am I red? Am I beat red right now?
Yeah.
I got got. Paulie got me.
God,
you didn't see that coming?
I knew it. I did.
I'm just glad it wasn't me.
I did see it
Paul,
coming.
Did you do that? You did this.
I did all of it.
I had nothing to do with it.
What did I do to you?
I did all of it. I'm sorry.
How did you do it?
Such an easy target.
How did you do it? I'm such a rube.
Now, not everybody knows what we're talking about yet.
My phone's blowing up right now.
Yeah. I just got two different text messages. What the hell spot was that? What did Woodsy just say?
I hate this. I do it to Ben all the time, so I guess turnabout is fair play. You had nothing to do with this, Ben?
I had nothing to do with this.
Well, Paulie...
You deserve it a little bit.
I do.
I'm surprised, though, that you didn't... A little surprised. But again, it sounded good, Paulie. I mean... You made it sound good.
Thank you.
The YouTube audience missed the commercial that just ran on our radio station live out on the air.
Yes.
Play it for them.
All right. This is the spot. You tell me if there's anything you notice about it.
All right, riders. This weekend only, Dago Cycles in Mission Bay is where all the action's at. Forget mowing the lawn. Forget cleaning the garage because your dream ride is calling. At Dago Cycles in Mission Bay, we've got chrome shining, engines growling, and prices dropping faster than your neighbor's excuses for skipping a Sunday ride. From cruisers to sport bikes, we got deals so good, your throttle hand's going to itch.
What?
And with payments so low, you'll still have cash for gas gear and even a victory burger on the way home. So swing by, gear up, and come crank your hog with us this weekend at Dago Cycles in Mission Bay. The open road starts here. Don't miss it. I laugh.
You can hear me laughing at the end of it.
It's pouring
over,
sweat.
It's over the top, ridiculous copy. Did you write that, Paulie?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
It's not that far off of some of the copy.
It's actually not.
That's why I got duped.
That's kind of the point.
I get copy like that all the time. All the time. And does it not sound extremely real? Dago Cycles, by the way. Dago. I should have known. I did know.
Dago Cycles in Mission Bay.
I knew. I go, this is, and I even said to Paulie, like, this is weird. This is weird. He's like, dude, it's just running.
It was a 4-day purchase.
4-day purchase. You're going to make like $100.
They just need a voice for this big sale that they got coming up this weekend. And you're like, all right, fine.
My ears.
I put in a fake.
It was
order,
a real Ben,
a PO.
It was a real production order.
Oh, so you got an email.
It was an email. The whole thing.
Like, you need had to voice copy. This spot.
I am.
You probably thought you were getting
sweating.
Paid for it.
Yeah, you are. You're not getting.
I'm not getting paid for it. Clearly,
no. I apologize for that. I did lie to you there. There's no
come
money involved.
Crank your hog with us.
I thought, did you think maybe that you would parlay this into a free motorcycle at some point? Like you could be cruising around San Diego on your own Harley Davidson or something.
I think that even if they gave Dago Cycles, which doesn't exist, even if they gave me one, I don't think my wife would let me ride it. I could probably ride it around the cul-de-sac, but that's about as far as it goes. I'm shook right now. I'm very, very... Shook it.
Honestly, everyone's talking about the last line, which I've actually heard you say before.
I heard you say it like last week, and that's what kind of triggered
but
this.
I wasn't talking about riding motorcycles.
The one that I loved, though, was the itch. What is it? The itchy throttle finger?
The itchy throttle hand or something.
That was great.
Let's hear it. Let me hear it one more time. I want you to listen. I'm laughing throughout this thing. I literally am laughing. It took us a while to get it down because I couldn't believe it. All right, riders, this weekend only, Dago Cycles in Mission Bay is where all the action's at. Forget mowing the lawn. Forget cleaning the garage because your dream ride is calling. At Dago Cycles in Mission Bay, we've got chrome shining, engines growling, and prices dropping faster than your neighbor's excuses for skipping a Sunday ride. From cruisers to sport bikes, we got deals so good, your throttle hand's going to itch. And with payments so low, you'll still have cash for gas gear and
gas
even
gear.
A victory burger on the way home.
No, it's gas.
Gear.
Comma,
I know, but gear. I didn't even do the comma.
Yeah. Right.
I just wanted it over with. Still have cash for gas gear and even a victory burger on the way home. So swing by, gear up, and come crank your hog with us this weekend at Dago Cycles in Mission Bay. The open road starts here. Don't miss it.
Do you remember how hard we were laughing yesterday?
I almost peed my pants, dude. I literally almost peed my pants.
Where was I? It was already gone yesterday.
You had just left. Okay. So what we have to do every morning is we get out of this studio at, you know, 9:55, and then we have to head down to a different studio in the building and record a promo and anything else that may need to get done. So you hear that promo, and then we tell Benny to leave, and I Woods had a spot to cut, and then I just rolled on the entire audio.
It was legit. Coming up on Wednesday, we are hitting the home stretch for the San Diego Padres.
Join us as we break down Michael King's return to the mound.
Perfect.
All right. Need anything else from me, Paulie? We good?
Yeah, you're good.
All right. See you guys later.
See you, buddy. There goes Ben. Get some rest, big guy.
Thank you.
All right. What is this? I did not get anything to my beach.
Yeah, it's this random motorcycle shot. They got a big sale. It's literally like it's a 4-day run.
Oh.
It's this weekend, and they just are trying to sell the of it. It's quick $100 for you for something that runs for 4 days.
Works for me. Selling me. So. All right, what is it for?
Dago Cycles.
Dago Cycles.
All right. So they're pushing this big motorcycle sale into the summer deal or whatever.
All right.
And, yeah.
Okay.
Just a 30.
30. All right, riders, this weekend only, Dago Cycles in Mission Bay is where all the action's at. Forget mowing the lawn. Forget cleaning the garage, because your dream ride is calling. At Dago Cycles in Mission Bay, we've got chrome shining, engines growling. Does it...
They added like 10 R's, like growling.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if they want a sound effect or just you to do it.
I'm just going
to
start it. We've got chrome shining, engines growling, and prices dropping faster than your neighbor's excuses for skipping a Sunday ride. From cruisers to sport bikes, we got deals so good, your throttle hand's going to itch. And with payments so low, you'll still have cash for gas, gear, and even a victory burger on the way home. So swing by, gear up, and come... Come what? The f***? There's no way. Come crank your hog.
I thought the same thing. I was like, what the hell is
You
this?
Know that that's what I call
I think they're trying to be edgy. I think they're new.
Do you think so?
They're trying to stand out. I don't
This will make them stand out. Crank your Alright.
Trying to push the envelope.
Should I start from the top or should I
pick it up from
Alright. There is no way I'm going to be able to say this without laughing.
$100. Like, if you don't want it, I'll make Ben do it.
I would like to hear Ben say, crank your hog. All right. So swing by. Don't look at me. Right. Do not look at me. All right. Here we go. So swing by, gear up, and come crank your hog. There's no way. There's no way.
I swear.
We have to get something else. Crank your hog.
Oh, it hurts.
I got to go, so I have to nail this. I have to nail this.
One clean.
I hate you. I'm dead. All right. Here we go. So swing by, gear up, and come crank your hog with us this weekend.
I gotta get it out. Come on.
I'm blacking out. I'm seeing stars right now.
All right. Is he going to get it?
So swing by, gear up, and come crank your hog with us this weekend. <All
right. laughs> I was actually getting mad.
All right.
God, the worst.
So swing by, gear up, and come crank your hog with us this weekend at Dago Cycles in Mission Bay. The open road starts here. Don't miss it.
Oh,
dude.
Nailed it.
God. Paulie.
Oh, God.
Crank your hog.
It's obviously an incredibly well set up prank by Paulie.
I loved
it. Just the technical know-how to get all that done is amazing. But it's also... a good way to peel back the curtain to see how our sausage is made.
Yes, yes.
97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, we were cranking out the sausage that day for sure. Brilliant work by our executive producer, Paul Reindl, to entrap me, I think is what he did. He entrapped me into saying...
That's a crime in many states to do what he did to you, for sure.
It is.
You're not pressing charges.
Come crank your hog.
Crank your hog, by the way.
Not the worst. Like, would you buy a motorcycle from Dago Cycles? Probably.
Yeah, maybe.
Any place, if I was in the market for a hog, and a place was like, hey, come crank your hog with us, I'm in.
To ride around your cul-de-sac in a circle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, I wish I was a motorcycle guy. If you could guarantee me I would never get hurt on one, I would buy one today. 100%. Guaranteed. The rest of your life.
Ride it out to fantasy camp through the Arizona
desert. Idea. Everywhere I went. I think it's so badass. But you would so have cool. to guarantee me nothing bad would ever happen to me. Never. Then I would buy one today.
I would trust you. It's everybody else on the road that I think makes me nervous about a motorcycle.
No, don't trust me on one.
Really?
No, I don't think so. I think I would be pretty careful. But man,
you ever driven a motorcycle?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I actually had one for like 2 weeks. My buddy loaned me his Yamaha Virago for 2 weeks.
That's so cool.
And I drove 30 miles an hour everywhere I went. Yeah. I was terrified. But got through it. Didn't get hurt or anything.
I guess you're probably right, because this morning you forgot your key card at work.
I left it here.
Yeah, you left it here. So you said, hey, are you arriving anytime soon? And I said, I'll be there shortly. And he said, I'm 20 minutes away. I'll be there in 15.
Yeah.
Thanks, Winston and Wolf.
Yep. I made it.
And you were. You did. Yeah. You got there in 15.
It was very foggy this morning.
It was. It's been foggy all week.
That was a little bit dicey driving down the 52.
Can't see the freeway.
It's going away now, finally, but it's supposed to clear up a little bit today. And another warm week until rain again, Christmas. Yeah.
Put your one horse open sleigh in the back of the garage. Yeah. I need that audio. I want to see the video.
Let's see. We had 300 and how many guests? They all appeared this year on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. We will talk about last night's Aztecs win over Air Force in a little bit. I do want to give away that first pair of tickets since we have two of them. Let's start with Monday's game, the Whittier. You know their nickname?
The Whittier Hogs. Suckling pigs.
They are the poets.
Whittier poets.
Yeah. James Greenleaf Whittier was a famous poet. The college is named after him. They are the poets. They are coming into Viejas Arena on Monday. If you want to win some tickets, be the fifth caller right now at 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Aztecs need your support. Go Aztecs.com for tickets. This is the holidays. Usually there's a little less of a crowd because the students are all going home for the holidays next week.
You could say that takes away from the experience a little bit, and it's different, but there's also something to be said for being able to park easily, walk right in.
It's also Whittier, so.
Yeah, it's a Division III opponent. They're going to win by 50 or 60, but hey, you know what? A win's a win.
Yep.
Call now, 833-288-0973. When we come back, we don't have a Don't Do This segment,
no.
But we certainly have a segment filled with Don't Do This related clips for you coming up in our year in review, continuing after traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Don't Do This is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
No.
Set up a Trust Your Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. Now, we're not doing our normal two stories and one doo-doo this today. We're continuing our year in review.
Year in review.
Year in review with some clips. And this time, we actually made... a little bit. I think one of your, what would you say? How did you feel when you heard that this clip existed?
Surreal. One of the most surreal moments that's ever happened to me in radio. We've had a bunch, man. I lay in bed and think about some of the incredible things we've gotten to experience being a part of this show together, being in this industry in the last 15 years, coming up in February. I recall it, and things will jump into my mind. And I go, oh my God, I totally forgot that I got to sing with Sheryl Crow. You know, it just pops into my mind. But this one, for me, the end all be all.
I believe this one actually, we need a little bit of setup here.
Yeah, okay.
It's just the audio. But yeah, we were talking about, I think it was Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
It might have been Justin Tucker.
Yeah, Justin Tucker.
One of the NFL players.
One of the pervy guys
that trouble at a massage.
Wanted to get happy endings.
In our Don't Do This segment early in the year.
Yep.
And that clip, we got a tip. Somebody DM'd us a couple of days later and goes, hey, I just heard you guys on the Stern show, Howard Stern.
I almost threw up.
And we're like, no, that... We're on the air right now.
Right.
And why would he ever, how would we ever be on that show? And they go, no, I swear to God, I heard Woodsy's voice. And so after the show that day, we went and kind of did some math. We're like, all right, he's on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Here's when they messaged us. It was probably somewhere around here. And sure enough, Stern, who does not talk about sports almost ever, was talking about Justin Tucker, and he was making fun of how people
us and everybody
on terrestrial
else.
Radio, on television, how they have to talk about disgusting, pervy stories like that.
Yeah.
And we got this clip.
But I like regular radio. They're having a hard time with this story. They don't know how to, say,
Yeah.
Yeah. So they have to come up with childish
he
terms.
He can say it.
Because,
yeah, he can.
You know, I guess the FCC still worries about what children are going to hear over open air, even though all hell has broken loose. This is what they're worried about.
He left what is believed to be a deposit, a proprietary blend of his own personal tartar sauce on the massage.
Oh. That I'm going to throw up.
That's not us.
That was not.
Yeah.
Table.
We don't want to get too graphic. I mean, this guy was having a good time on a massage table. You know what I mean?
Massage and left a treat for her on the table. Not
treat.
A treat. I don't know. I don't know any other way to put it. A surprise.
An unwanted surprise.
Him leaving on the table.
He commented on it
twice.
Bodily fluids on the table.
Residue on the massage table.
I'll try to clean this up for a lot of kids listening. He exposed his twig and berries, and at one of the massages, at least, he left a gift for the person giving him a massage. It was his own personal blend of cream frosting there.
Oh, man.
Way to read between the lines, everyone.
Not that subtle, actually.
Not that subtle.
If you're gonna explain it like that, you might as well just say.
I thought mine was actually the classiest of them.
I thought so too, actually. Yes, absolutely.
A treat is what I said.
You were very restrained.
Yes, which is weird for me
compared to hosts from around the country talking about the same story.
Yeah,
Justin Tucker.
But the fact that he played that on a show and then commented on it—I mean, for me, it's such a little thing.
We put out a clip on our Instagram, I think, because we set up. We were recording. We're like, all right, let's listen for it, and we're like, oh my God!
I couldn't believe it.
So cool.
It was really, really cool. So to be featured on that show was a definite highlight.
To this day, don't know how they found that.
They have guys that, to have a staff to go and...
I know how they would do it. I don't know how they found our specific clip because we did not tag, when I post the 7 o'clock hour that day, I don't even really put in the title a lot of times, Don't Do This. And I certainly didn't say, I usually say, then the guys got to Don't Do This before Darren Smith joined the show, something like that. I didn't say, then we got to Don't Do This, where the guys go in-depth on Justin Tucker. I don't know how they found
that. And the tartar sauce. Right.
I don't know how they found that.
Maybe they listen to every hour of every show every day. Someone's assigned to just listen to our
show. Good morning, Baba Booey.
Yeah. Good morning, whoever in the Howard Stern office has to listen to our show every day just in case there's something good enough to use.
Yeah. We gave you guys a nice shout out the other day for the 3-year contract. So congratulations. You can play that on the air too. Thank
all right. Meanwhile,
more Ronnie, please.
I figured, might as well put these two clips together in the Don't Do This segment because Woods had his own personal. Don't do this moment back in August of a similar nature.
Hawaiian vacation.
Yes. We have had one incident, and you guys don't even know what it is yet. And I told my wife at dinner, I have to tell it. And she said, no. And I go, no, I have to. And she said, no, this is ridiculous. You can't. And I said, well, I'm going to if they guess. She said, fine, if they guess. So
begin the guessing.
Like 20 questions.
So something, all right.
You were stung by a jellyfish.
Nope. Something happened to Hannah and I specifically.
Is it embarrassing?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're on vacation.
You were caught in flagrante delicto.
What does that mean?
In the middle of it.
Yes.
Really? I guessed it that quick?
Really?
That quick.
Wow. By who?
Taylor.
Oh.
Yep. Taylor Woods.
That's not uncommon for parents of young children
That's why I brought it up.
Yeah.
Because I know that there's a billion parents. We don't have that big of a listenership. There's a lot of parents out there that can absolutely relate. And it was two nights ago. Nobody heard anything. As far as the door opening or anything, and all you know is you look over and there's his little demon, curly-headed face. Mom, I've got to go pee. Okay. I mean, you know how to go to the bathroom by yourself. I think he was scared. It was dark. And let's go into my parents' room and see what they're up to. And it was...
First time that's happened?
Oh, yeah. 100%. And I've thought about it nonstop since. And luckily, their gaga took them last night. So, listen, we were able to complete the mission, as it were, last night. But it was one of the more traumatizing things. And
He just did not say anything about it.
Not a word, man. Which actually, Benny, makes it a little bit weirder and worse. When we got up yesterday, I looked at her, she looked at me, I was like, you go first. She's like, you go first. Went out, everything was fine, didn't say a word. I figured Bo would be brought into the loop. He was not. And I sat there and I kept looking at Taylor with a side eye all day. I didn't get a side eye. Like maybe he was so tired. He was like, just had to pee and sleepwalking and didn't make the connection or whatever. Cause he doesn't have any
age without context. It may not seem that unusual to him. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it is unusual when your parents are
wrestling.
Doing that.
They're just wrestling.
Wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Vocally and. In the throes of passion and delight. It wasn't great, I'll tell you that. It was not a cool experience.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the first time it's happened. He'd been in bed for like an hour. So we assumed after the day we'd had on the boat and all that, like that dude's going to be
exhausted.
Knocked out.
Hours and hours, yeah.
He's not getting up out of bed. There's no way. They're tucked cozily in their bed. And, he walked right in and just his little face right by the bed, just sidled right up very sneakily. Mom, I have to go pee. And just both of us just.
Do you not have terrified. A door lock?
We had a door shut. We did not have it locked. Yeah. Yeah. It was really, really, really something.
I said, no. Let the boy watch.
The great Will Ferrell from Ashley Schaefer, BMW, eastbound and down. Mm-hmm. So that's been the
most embarrassing thing that's happened on the trip so far. But it was, you know, again, I looked at her. I go, yesterday, about halfway through the day, I go, anything? She goes, no, nothing. I go, all right, well, maybe out of sight, out of mind. Or he's down there spilling the beans to his grandparents as we speak. I have no idea. But holy cow, that was... Good guess, though, Benny. On second guess.
I mean, I am a parent, so. You
what
know.
Did you call it?
In flagrante delicto. That's the Latin for, you know, caught in the act.
Who speaks.
How
who
do
speaks
you know
Latin?
This?
Yeah, what is that from? Is that from some famous book or something?
I don't know where it's from. It's just that it's just kind of a Latin saying for caught in the act.
Well, we were in flagrante. What is it?
Delicto. I believe
it was delicto up until that point. I'll tell you that right now. Very, very delicto. And then not so much. And then, you know, just the immediate, and there was no coming back from that night. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like
yeah.
There was no like, hey, let me get him dialed in.
And we'll,
and
we'll
then
just
I'll
pick this up where we left off.
The gear at that point had been, it was in submission at that point. Yeah, Paulie, that's exactly the drop I was looking for. That's the exact noise that I wanted to hear after the in flagrante delicto that happened in our bedroom. And, yeah, man, I'll never forget it as long as I live. Hopefully he will. Hopefully he will forget it. So that's been my favorite story of the trip so far.
Boom.
Man.
I can see it in my mind's eye. Just standing there.
Jose says you have to lock the door every time.
I mean, really, you out on a boat for like 4 hours in the blazing hot sun, going up and down on the ocean, up and down, rough waters, the whole bit. Then the beach. You tell me, I mean, you wouldn't have thought these dudes are sacked. They're sacked out. Because I was barely holding it together at that point. And I'm like, there is no way this kid is awake right now. Man. HD lamp says my parents' door was always locked on Saturday afternoons. Afternoon, by the way, I understand before
skyrockets in flight.
I understand why they. I understand the morning, right? Because the kids are still asleep. But hey, your mom and I are going upstairs in the middle of the afternoon on a Saturday. That seems odd to me, but whatever floats your boat.
And that is, don't do this for our year in review. Let's see. We've heard a lot of Woods so far. We heard a prank call from on Woodsy's side earlier. My turn next when we come back in our urine review. Of course, I don't have anything to do with the prank calls that we make on my behalf.
Well, kind of.
This is when you went out of town. This we'll play that in our next segment. That was back in April, I believe.
Yes.
Your annual golf trip.
Yep.
We'll
I was gone.
Get you every time.
But I'm never totally gone because Paulie can pretty much recreate me at the touch of a finger with his controls. And we'll get to that coming up next with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, not too late to sign up right now for SDFatLoss.com and take advantage of the huge holiday sale, over $400 off right now. The lowest prices of the entire year. Just through December 31st, though, to get the secret of losing up to 1 pound of fat per day with no exercising, no injections, no surgery, and you can start the program before, during, or after the holidays. That's totally up to you. You just have to sign up before December 31st to lock in those best prices of the year. I did the program 2.5 years ago. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days, and yes, I have kept all the weight off because it's a sustainable program. There's maintenance, they will help you, but the fact that it's based on real foods, stuff you're eating anyway, that was a difference maker to me. I had done the shakes and the bars before, hated it, lost weight, hated it. Then when I started eating real food again, my body couldn't handle it. The weight came right back within 6 to 8 months. This time though, sustainability. I've kept that weight off for 2.5 years. Many clients lose 20, 30 pounds or more like I did. You can be the next success story simply by getting your free consultation, going to sdfatloss.com. Join me, join so many tier ones that have lost thousands of pounds over these last few years by going to sdfatloss.com. That's sdfatloss.com. Results may vary.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be.
That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back. It is the Ben and Woods Year in Review. And if it sounds like I'm not pronouncing that correctly, I am. It's just what we've decided to call it this year.
It's fun.
A look back at our favorite moments from 2025 ahead of tomorrow's Christmas and holiday extravaganza. Looking forward to the Big Bash, our last show of 2025 before we go on a little holiday break. And we've got one of your favorite moments is anytime you guys get in there and start using my voice.
It's the best
to make phone calls.
Yeah,
I was on vacation.
Calls. Yep,
and you had plenty of material.
Yes,
with all my little drops, especially ones that involve
marijuana. Yes.
So you decided, what could we do with that?
Well, obviously, Paulie and I will call dispensaries in and around the Las Vegas area.
That's where you were,
and that's where you were, and that's what we did.
How can I help you?
Good morning.
Hi.
Where could I find some marijuana?
Where can you find some marijuana?
Where could I find some marijuana? Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
At our dispensary?
I like a blunt or a big fat bowl.
We have blunts here.
Okay, now you're talking.
How can I help you?
I don't even have a vape pen. Hey, how's it going?
Hello?
I'm not a drug dealer.
Okay.
I love the cocaine. Cocaine.
Okay.
Spliff a busset in my head. Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, how can I help you?
Where could I find some marijuana?
The address should be right next to the phone number that you reached us at.
Very helpful.
I was using my vape pen last night, and it was great.
Okay.
Let's smoke that bowl, hit that bong.
This is a prank call, but you really have nothing better to do. You're kind of a loser.
Fair. It's fair.
He is.
We are.
Yeah. Good God, that's
I think
funny.
That's the best one ever. I don't know.
That's my favorite of like the four or five that we've done. The part that kills me is right at the beginning, and this is something I think we all do, and we do it subconsciously. The clip of Ben, he goes, "Hey, good morning," and then you hear her. She goes, "Hey, how are you?" Like she put on the same energy you receive. Yeah. Listen, like,
how can I help you?
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. It's incredible. Spliff a bussa enemy head. It's just incredible, dude.
Hey, how's it going?
I love it. Your soundboard gets me every time. It gets me every single time.
It's amazing.
You guys are losers. All right. That's fair. It's fair.
I love the cocaine.
Yeah, that
cocaine.
Okay.
Spliff a bussa enemy head.
And there's the
hang-up. That's the hang-up. That's the hang-up.
Oh, you're the best.
All right, we're going to check traffic, but don't go anywhere, because on the other side of traffic, we look back at one of the phenomenon of 2025.
Oh, my God. It hasn't ended.
No, no, it still goes on.
It's not 6-7, so just relax.
No, it's not. That's coming up after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
My son Taylor is way into, and any parent, well, no, he's 4, he's about to be 5, K-pop Demon Hunter on Netflix.
Oh.
So.
Peaceful?
Whatever floats your boat, kid, right? Like, I'm a big believer in artistic expression, and if that is your jam, then great. Like, explore it, have fun with it. But when I tell you guys there's a song on there that when he hears, he gets taken over. Like, he's possessed. And he gets up, and he starts dancing around the house. You've never seen anything like it. And he's a fairly reserved kid until this happens.
Hey, hey.
And then he's, hey, hey. And he's running.
Spasming all around.
He's running back and forth the house. You need you,
yeah, I need and he just goes berserk.
And he dances back and forth, and he's just getting after it. And
he's moshing by himself.
He's like doing a little K-pop mosh by himself, and his face is ear-to-ear grin, and he's just jamming.
Loves it.
And, you know, Bo's pretty reserved. I'm pretty reserved as far as, like, we talked about dancing and stuff. I'm not a dancer. I like nod my head, do a little air guitar, a little air drums. It possesses him, and it takes over his soul. And I think that's really cool to see as a parent. You're like, okay, it's not my genre, but I like that you feel it in your toes, and it goes all the way up through your body, and you feel it.
Well, Pauly, weren't you saying that song has, what, 300 million?
I just pulled it up. 320 million views on YouTube?
I mean,
like, that's so far out of the realm. We got, like, we got 800 views. That's killer, man. We are crushing right now. That is so bananas to me. So then I started thinking about it, and I played at Caveman Credo. My kids will not turn it off. They will not turn it off. He gets possessed by it. And so I said, so I played it for Ben and Paul in here, and I guess it's the first time that I ever actually heard the lyrics, and I went, wait a minute, what is this song about? So I printed them, and I thought, Paulie, if you would hit the music, I'm going to have Ben read them.
Ooh, I like that.
And these are the lyrics to, what's it called?
Soda Pop.
All right, now listen to this. He's 4.
This is the song that your 4-year-old son
can't stop.
Is just in love with.
He can't stop.
Okay.
Hey, 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 hey. Don't want you, need you. Yeah, I need you to fill me up.
Oh.
Got a feeling that, oh, yeah, yeah, you could be everything that I need. Tastes so sweet. Yeah, yeah. Every sip makes me want more. Yeah. Looking like snacks because you got it like that. Woo. Take a big bite. Want another bite? Yeah. When you're in my arms, I hold you so tight, so tight. Can't let go. No, no, not tonight. Because I need you to need me. I'm empty. You feed me. So refreshing. My little soda pop.
Mm-hmm.
You're all I can think of. Every drop I drink up. You're my soda pop. My little soda pop. Mm. Cool me down. You're so hot. Pour me up. I won't stop. You're my soda pop. My little soda pop. My little soda pop. Make me want to flip the top. Every little drip and drop. Fizz and pop. Ah.
Really?
So it's getting hot. Yeah, I'm sipping when it's dripping now. It's done. I need a second round and pour a lot. And don't you stop till my soda pop fizzles out. Then it goes into a bit of Korean.
Are we still talking about soda?
So I think it would be, I think if I sat and played Two Live Crew for my kids, it's the same message. The message is the exact same. The words they use is different, but the message is the exact same as Two Live Crew, Me So Horny. It's the exact, there's nothing different about it at all, other than, hey, yeah, no, you shouldn't say that word, but the message is the same.
And so are all the songs you listened to growing up? I mean,
no. Yeah, they come to snuff the rooster is not, that's about Vietnam. You know, I'm still alive. Guy, his dad disappeared and then he came back and he didn't know it was his dad. These are real songs here. This song is about one thing and one thing only,
soda
and it's
pop.
S-E.
Carbonated beverages.
That is what's moving my child so much that he can't control himself from dancing around. I'll tell you, too, there, and I guess I'm a really inattentive parent about some things. They watch these shows on, just like these kids' shows, but they're not cartoons. They're actually like sitcom-y types of shows, but not on network. They're on, I don't know, whatever, like YouTube or something. I don't know. But I walk in the other day, no joke. There is a teenage boy. He is 14. He is sitting back in a chair. He's got no shoes on, and there's a 8-year-old girl massaging his feet, and he's like, no, no, keep it up, or I'm going to show so-and-so this video. And I'm like, what is this? And Hannah's like, it's some kid show. I go, are you watching this? He's blackmailing some young girl to rub his feet because of a video. Oh, I'm like, what?
Oh, it's a very special episode of whatever you're
I'm like,
watching.
What are we watching? Like, what are we letting our children watch? I think, here we go. Like, I'm going to have to start putting the hammer down. I'm going to put all those restrictions. I would rather them watch Heat and Shawshank Redemption than these overt, weird, creepy shows. It was creepy. Kid Danger, Hannah said it's called. It's very weird. Very weird. What an appropriate name. It's an appropriate name. I walked in, I go, is he blackmailing a little girl for a foot massage? I was like, what is happening right now? I'm telling you, parents, I'm with you. We have to band together. We have to really be vigilant. We really have to be vigilant about what our kids are consuming. Again, would rather let them watch Trading Places or Coming to America or Eddie Murphy Raw, for that matter.
Just go full. No TV, no music at all.
Yeah, we'll just do works of Shakespeare at home.
No internet.
Hannah and I will just, we'll just act out Shakespeare.
Shakespeare's pretty raunchy, actually.
You're right, actually. You are absolutely right, man. Man, nothing's changed. Last night, he's in there on the couch rewinding. K-pop Demon Hunters. He's still obsessed with it. But yeah, like Sir Will says, Cherry Pie by Warren, when we were kids, man, that's just about some delicious pie that he discovered on the road.
Mm. Pour Some Sugar on Me
right.
is about, sweetening your beverages.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Man, I've watched it. I've watched K-pop Demon Hunters, Chewy. Chewy says, that song is about fandom. The context from the movie makes it clear.
Not when I read the lyrics.
Bro,
it's not.
When you hear those lyrics, it's not like, oh, I'm a super fan. I'll lick you as you drip. Like, give me a break. Like, I know what it is. I toe the line. I understand.
Two more hours of the urine review coming up, including Ben on the news. You were asking for it. Yes. You get it. Coming up next on The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.